إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد the chairman of this important occasion my elder brother Dr. Ali Umaman our dear national Amir of the Muslim Student Society of Nigeria MSSN Madam Muhammad Jamil the PRO lecturers and umara here present, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I give thanks to Almighty Allah, who in His infinite mercy has made it possible for us to be here to witness this very important, a historic and memorable occasion during which the outgoing members of the ESCO of the MSSN Federal University Dotama branch will be handing over to the incoming members of the ESCO of this great association or great society of ours. Today being Saturday, 25th of Shawwal, 1437, after the hijrah of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina, which is equivalent to 30th of July 2016 according to the Gregorian calendar. The chairman was magnanimous enough by giving me 1 hour. But honestly, I don't intend to spend up to 1 hour in my presentation. This is because although I'm sure there must have been a reason for the choice of this topic, it is my humble opinion that the topic is not meant for general audience. This should have been a topic to be presented to a selected few among those who are saddled with one responsibility or the other in the MSSN. But as I have said, I'm sure there must have been a reason for the choice of the topic. And therefore, I intend to simplify my presentation so that irrespective of the position one occupies, or even a follower will inshallah be able to follow the presentation. And it is because of that I intend to make my presentation very snappy so that we will not go into technicalities of leadership, the jargons that are often used in the spheres of leadership in organizations. The topic, as you can see on the screen, is the invocation of MFF through effective leadership, strategies, challenges, and the way forward. Now let me start by way of introduction with the importance of coming together, which I believe was the spirit that gave rise to the establishment of our dear Muslim Student Society of Nigeria more than 60 years ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the Muslims to unite and not to be divided. We all know the verses. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاَقْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold onto the rock of Allah together, all together, and do not be divided. We also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cautioned and warned us against disunity. Because division in our ranks will weaken us and will take away our prestige, our position, and will weaken our strength. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, do not unnecessarily argue. At-tanazu normally represents negative arguments. Argument that has no substance. Argument that is not meant to bring us the truth. Argument that is not meant to correct in a diplomatic way with wisdom and fairness. So do not unnecessarily and negatively argue. For if you do that, you will become divided. What does Habari Hukum? And your strength will become weak or weakened. It means wherever a group of Muslims find themselves, they are expected to come together. And in coming together, they are duty bound to select or elect or appoint or recognize one of them to lead their affairs, to direct their affairs, to struggle for their welfare, and to defend their interests. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said, as contained in Sunan Abi Dawud, إِذَا خَرَجَ ثَلَاثَةٌ فِي سَفَرٍ فَلْيُؤَمَّرُوا أَحْدَهُمْ. If three people should be in a journey, they should appoint a leader amongst them. It means it is not allowed at any point in time for people to be together in a group or in the name of togetherness without having one of them to lead, to direct their affairs, to struggle for their welfare, and to defend their interests. This is to be just and fair and Allah fearing. On their own part, they are to support him and to obey him for as long as he does not command them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second caliph of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, was also reported to have said, إِنَّهُ لَا إِسْلَامَ إِلَّا بِجَمَاعَةٍ وَلَا جَمَاعَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِمَارَةٍ. Islam cannot survive without togetherness, coming together, having an ummah, a community. It can only survive in the form of a community. And there cannot be any community, there cannot be any group or people without leadership. There must be a leader, and that is why today my brother Muhammad Jamil was introduced as the national president of our dear Muslim Student Society of Nigeria. That is to show we believe in this statement and we always try to adhere to it. Here at the chapter or branch level, you have your Amir of the MSSN FUDM branch. The other higher institutions that are represented here all came either as umara or as people who hold one position or occupy one position or the other. Dutama, a local government, will automatically have its own council amir. At the level of the state, Katsina, there is automatically a unit amir. Then we have a zonal amir, and then we have the national amir. Like that, at secondary level you have them, and so on. The objective of having a common forum that will unite the interests of Muslim students in Nigeria, a common forum that will foster unity among them and help preserve their Islamic values, was what led to the establishment of our dear Muslim Student Society of Nigeria way back 1954, specifically on the 18th day of April 1954, even though the first leadership was inaugurated in 1955. As a society, with branches at different levels, with chapters, the leadership of Muslim Student Society of Nigeria is expected to be a role model worthy of being copied and emulated, simply because it has two things that are not commonly found in other associations or societies or organizations. One, it is a society of Muslim students. And by implication, we know Muslim students are a group of youth. The energetic, the vibrant, the future leaders of the society. So as a group of youth, it is expected that the leadership will be by example, so that when next or when this group of leaders find themselves at the helm of affairs one day at national or state levels, outside the cycle of MSS, they will be able to serve the nation. They will serve their states. They will serve their communities and will make sure that they do a selfless service. Two, it is a Muslim society. And by that it means it takes its guidance from the divine book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as understood by our pious predecessors and in line with the precepts that have been laid down by our scholars of the past and of present. If we talk of effectiveness in leadership, we expect MSS to be at the core of it because of the two important characteristics I mentioned. What then is this leadership that we're talking about? Leadership entails leading to achieve an objective and competing to be ahead of others. It is a contract of pledge between the leader and the led, or between the leaders and followers, that the leader on his own part will try his best to guide them, to protect them, to seek their welfare, and to treat them fairly and justly. On their own part, a contract, a covenant, that they will support the leader and obey the leadership for as long as the leadership did not ask them to disobey Allah, and will be committed to that cause, and will represent heavily the cause as per whatever delegation that the leadership will make them to do, and also to give nasiha to the leadership on matters that require nasiha, and also to give their opinion on matters that require consultation, shura, and to always side with the leadership.
to always be with the leadership, to align their interests and objectives to the interests and objectives of the leadership, which naturally will be derived from the vision, mission, aims, and objectives of the society. From an Islamic point of view, leadership is rooted in the belief and willful submission to Allah and centered on serving Him. Meaning, if you are the leader of MSS at Federal University Jules Amma, you shall see it as an opportunity to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that leadership. And also, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through service to humanity, doing all the sacrifice, but of course, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be successful in the hereafter. But then, in order to clarify some doubts, let us all understand that leadership in Islam is not a preserve, an exclusive preserve of a few. You are all leaders in your own right. The Amir is a leader at the MSS level, national level, but also a leader even before he became the national Amir in his own right. He has a family. He is automatically a leader. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu nafsin bin bani adama sayyidun." Every soul, every son of Adam is a leader in his own right. "Kullu nafsin bin bani adama sayyidun." So we are all leaders in our own right. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun." In another narration, "Kullukum ra'in fa mas'ulun an ra'iyyati." "Fal-amiru alladhi 'ala an-nasi ra' wa huwa mas'ulun anhum. Wal-rajulu ra'in 'ala ahli bayti wa huwa mas'ulun anhum. Wal-mar'atu ra'iyyatun 'ala bayti ba'liha wa waladihi wa hiya mas'ulatun anhum. والعبد راع على مال سيده وهو مسؤول عنه الا فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته." We are all leaders in our own rights. But then, this leadership is of levels. At the individual level, I'm a leader because I have a family and I shall be held accountable on the day of Qiyamah for what I was actually giving. You are all leaders in your own right. Even if you do not have a family, you belong to a family. So it is either you have a family or you belong to a family. Where you belong to a family, you are also a chef's hat there, because probably you have a younger one, or you have been put, or you have been entrusted with one or two things in your house. And therefore, you are also a leader and shall be held accountable for what has been entrusted to you. So leadership, in a nutshell, is a trust and a responsibility that shall be accounted for on the day of Qiyamah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna Allaha ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha." Allah commands that you render your trust to those to whom they are due. As a leader, you are in a position of trust, and that you shall be held accountable for it. And Allah has commanded that you should render your trust to those to whom they are due. And who are these people? Who are those to whom trust is due? The followers, the society, the community, humanity in its entirety. And that is why it really is not encouraged for anybody, it's not recommended for anybody to seek position of authority, except where it is very clear that if he or she did not do that, it will amount to greater harm on self or on others. In that case,
it may be permissible for one to present him or herself for possible election or selection into a position.
Otherwise, allow the natural process to take place. Allow people to say you can do it by nomination through shura, and then if you are selected, fine. You should put your trust in Allah and then offer yourself to serve Allah through service to humanity.
The Prophet ﷺ has clearly stated this in one of the hadiths.
إِنَّهَا أَمَانَةٌ وَإِنَّهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ خِزْيٌ وَنَدَامَةٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَخَذَهَا بِحَقِّهَا وَأَدَّى الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا.
This position of leadership you see is a trust.
وَإِنَّهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ خِزْيٌ وَنَدَامَةٌ, and it is going to cause humiliation and regret or sorrow on the day of Qiyamah to those who are in that position.
إِلَّا مَنْ أَخَذَهَا بِحَقِّهَا,
except the one who has actually occupied such a position through fairness, through due process, and by the will of people.
وَأَدَّى الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا, and is able to discharge the responsibility put on him.
A leader is not only a shepherd. He or she is not only a driver or a pilot or a captain, but also a role model who the followers look up to.
So, as an amir, as a member of the cabinet, you are supposed to be a role model who others will look up to, so they can copy, they can emulate, they can exemplify you. This is why one of the Sahaba said, as reported by Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, إِنَّ النَّاسَ لَا يَزْعَلُونَ مُسْتَكِيمِينَ مَا اتَّقَامَتْ لَهُمْ أَئِمَّتُهُمْ وَهُدَاتُهُمْ.
People will remain upon the right path. They will remain straightforward once provided their leaders also are uprightly doing things.
Leadership is a servant leader and guardian leader relationship. It's a servant leader and guardian leader relationship in Islam.
By servant leader, it means that you who is holding a position in NSS here at FUDF or any other institution, community or wherever, you are a servant and the followers are the leaders. So if you are a servant, what do you think is expected of you?
Our chairman, Dr. Ali Mamman, has said it all when he was making his opening remarks, especially with regard to his Nuke brother who came as a guest. What I don't know is, although the relationship has been like that, but even where one is now a guest and the other is a host, and that by the command of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the guest has rights, does it still mean that you will have to behave like a servant? Well, that one, I leave it to the chair.
But what it simply means is that as a leader, you are a servant and the followers are the masters.
So it's a servant-leader relationship.
By this, it means you have to seek the welfare of the followers and then guide them towards good. Second, it is a guardian-leader relationship. But you, the leader, you are a guardian. And because you are a guardian to the people, if you are a guardian, a father, for example, or a guardian to a wife, a child, what do you expect, what do people expect of you? To protect? To shield? Isn't it? To do whatever it takes in terms of sacrifice, in terms of ups and downs, to see that everything is going the way it should. Isn't it? That is the nature of leadership in Islam.
So you are expected as a leader to protect the followers
against tyranny and oppression, here or elsewhere. Encourage Allah's consciousness and taqwa in them, and promote justice among them. And that is why you see, throughout the history of MSS, you find that it is a movement of struggling. Whenever Muslims are shortchanged anywhere, especially as it relates to schools, at secondary level, or even primary level, secondary level, not talk of tertiary institutions, MSS is all out to protect, to champion the interest of the Muslims. And that is how it should be. This is why true leadership in Islam must be effective in all ramifications. So what are the qualities of effective leadership? Here we are. Look at the screen. We can say there are five in number. One, sincerity. For you to be an effective leader, you must be sincere. You must have sincerity. If you want to be a leader, or as a leader, your own objective is not to champion the cause of Allah, to protect the interests of the Ummah, to lead them, to guide them, to be an example for them, then you are already getting it wrong. You must be sincere, do it for Allah's sake. There will be no word for you. They say your word is in the heavens. That will be true. But even here on earth, you will be rewarded in a way. Because Allah may cause people to love you. That is a word from Allah. And you will have what is called zikra hasana. People will remember you for good. Can we do MSS or talk about MSS without remembering the life of Dr. Adebiji? The first national army, can we do that? Allah has actually caused people to love him, and not only to love him, Allah has caused people now to remember him with good. One of the members of the first cabinet of MSS turned out to be the first female professor, the first female professor in the whole Southwest Nigeria. That is a good thing. That is a good thing. So Allah can put zikra hasana for you. It will turn to be one of your baqiyatun salihat. And that will be good. But shariqa an takuna mukhlisan lillah. You don't have to do it for the sake of Allah. Sincerity. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ هُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. That is the pillar of religion. Do it for Allah's sake. مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ فَأَخُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ أَلَى لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ. Anything short of ikhlas, Allah is not interested in it. Second, accountability. My dear brother in MSS, as Amir, or as Secretary General, PR or Treasurer, Naibatul Amir, or Naibul Amir, or whatever, accountability is core. It is at the heart of every successful society or association. Any organization, any community, any society that do not respect accountability is held to doom. Why? Because accountability is part and parcel of Islamic teachings. Allah shall call accountable, shall hold accountable every leader about his followers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَائِلُ كُلُّ رَائِنْ سَائِلُ كُلِّ رَائِنْ أَمَّا تَرْعَوْا. Allah shall call accountable every leader at all levels, in every respect. Not only at MSF, at your own house, in your own house, at the level of your family, at the level of your community, at the level of your mom, wherever. If you are put in position of authority, Allah will call you accountable on the day of Qiyamah. Accountability is part of our deen. It's part of our deen. The more accountable you are as an MSS leader, the better for the society, because you will be more conscious of Allah. And then the followers will respect you more and will trust you better. So the second quality of effective leadership is accountability. Third is transparency. When we say transparency, we don't mean coming out to tell your strategies. Strategies are different from being transparent. By transparency, whatever the followers need to know, you shall avail them that information. But in the course of mapping out strategies, I mean, it's not expected for you to come out and lay it out. I mean, it's a strategy. Alhamdulillah, you don't come out and divulge your strategies. But when everything is done, when everything is ready, and whatever information that the followers need to know, you should avail them of that information. There shouldn't be any magumagu. Because not only in politics that we talk about magumagu, unfortunately, even in some Islamic organizations, we find such kinds of magumagu. This cannot be tolerated in MSS and must not be tolerated. Must not be tolerated. The fourth quality is participation. Anchored on the principles of a shura. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. There must be people that you trust, who you can consult at different levels. When we say consultation, shura, it does not necessarily mean that you must always, you must always restrict yourself to the cabinet. In addition to members of the executive committee, you can always go out and seek the opinion of people you really know and have confidence or trust in, whom you know will be able to suggest or give opinion or guide you or tell you what probably you don't even want to hear. They are fears of MSS. Are supposed to be coordinated, directed, and championed through the process of art or based on the process of consultation. That does not mean that if an Amir made consultation, that his duty bound to follow whatever suggestion or opinion is given. No, he should also sometimes sleep on judgment. And especially where there are different opinions. Different opinions have been given, then it's not just for him to say, okay, what do I do? He should exercise his own personal judgment and then put his trust in Allah. فَإِذَا أَظَمْتَ وَإِذَا أَظَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The fifth quality of effective leadership is responsiveness. Responsiveness. By responsiveness, it means giving feedback. And that is why sometimes it is important that you have a general meeting of the assembly, as it's called, general meeting of the Ummah, so that at least people can hear out their own opinion, can tell you their own feelings. You hear from them, and then you tell them what perhaps they don't know, and you clarify certain issues to them. And when people lodge complaints, they should get feedback. When people have problems and they write to you, you should apply them by your own self or through any of your assistants. Responsiveness. And also be responsive to their needs. Try to find out what are the issues. As the Amir, what is wrong? I mean, why should you not go class by class? Discuss with selected few members of the class among the Muslim society students. Ask them, do they have any problem? It is their duty. In addition to whatever you will do in the month or during the alimat, you are supposed to know what their feelings are. If they are having challenges, you have a patron, meet him, your other elder brothers among the lecturers, or among even non-lecturers, meet them, consult with them, seek their advice, seek guidance from them, and that will make an effective leadership. There are a number of texts from the Quran and the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ talking about these five elements or qualities of effective leadership that I just explained. For example, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَمَكَّنَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. That's responsiveness. That is responsiveness. إِنَّ لَكُمْ عَلَى الْوَالِي أَنْ يَأْخُذَكُمْ بِحُقُوقِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْ يَأْخُذَ لِبَعْضِكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ وَأَنْ يَهْدِيَكُمْ لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Strongly for the welfare and for the defense of the interest of the Ummah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَنْ تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. This participation shura, because Allah says at the end, فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. These are texts from the Quran talking about the five qualities we mentioned of effective leadership. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. اللهم من ولي من أمر أمتي شيئا فشك عليه فاشكك عليه ومن ولي من أمر أمتي شيئا فرفق بهم فارفق به. والله whoever is in position of authority upon my people and is lenient to them, he is just and fair to them, oh Allah, be lenient with him. Whoever occupies a position of authority in my own ummah and decides to be hard on them, oh Allah, be hard on him. ما من عبد استرآه الله رعيا فلن يخطها بنصيحة إلا لم يجد رائحة الجنة. Any leader that decides to abandon, to neglect his own people, the followers, those who are under him, the land, then he will not smell the fragrance of paradise. Now, there are strategies for effective leadership. This I'm sure you know. And many strategies are abound in the literature, but I choose to take the best, I think, for MSS, and of course the best for any organization, especially the one that affiliates itself to Islam. This is not an adapted diagram, it's not mine, I just adapted it. You can see servant leadership model. We mentioned, you remember, that it's a servant-leader relationship. It is the best model. Now, looking at the items surrounding servant leadership model, you will see that we're talking about shared leadership. Meaning, it should be based on shura. Value people. It means you should recognize the contribution of all. Never you think that X or Y cannot contribute. Bring everybody together except those who choose not to belong. Develop people. It is their responsibility as a leader of MSS to develop people. And that is why during our own undergraduate days, we not only try to develop people in the mosque by conducting ta'alimat, by organizing tahajjud prayers, but also coordinating, organizing, and even leading a lot of extra moral classes. Or that's for younger ones. And then also among ourselves, we have a lot of our revision classes that we organize for ourselves and for levels below us. I still remember in 1987, Dr. Ali Muhammad and a host of others, including my elder brother, whom he mentioned in his remarks, who is his friend, were part of the team that organized for us that time, extra moral classes in the name of refresher course at Al Huda College. Do you still remember? For 3 consecutive years, 1985, I mean 86, 87 and 88, I was actually a beneficiary of the effort of MSS, ADU Zaria, MSS Zaria Area Council, that time. That is how to develop people. Not only that, if MSS can afford to organize, to arrange on how people should be taught skill acquisition, this is important, especially in this part of the country. If MSS can actually coordinate, even if it does not have the money, if it can coordinate, seek assistance and financial support from well-to-do members of youth in mass up to Katsina or going back to Kankara and so on, and then identify able hands, capable hands, who can teach people simple, simple trades, especially among sisters, who can teach them soap making, detergent making, isn't it, pomade making, and so on. Who can teach them hair salon and so on while they are still in school, so that by the time they graduate, they already have something. That's how to develop people. Develop them intellectually, develop them spiritually, develop them morally, develop them socially, and develop them economically. It's part of the strategy for effective leadership. Build community. Your own is not to restrict your activities here. I remember during our undergraduate days, beginning 1993, we were actually conducting quiz competition for secondary school students, not under Zaria Area Council, but under MSSN Congo Campus ADU Zaria. Coronavirus edition, we go from one place to another, from one school to another, from one community to another to sensitize them. We were doing that in those days. Because not just about you, Muslim students in Federal University Youth and Mass, but what about the host community? Don't they have rights? Especially that the Prophet ﷺ was reported to have said, Al-Mu'min ya'alafu wa yu'alafu wa la khayra fi man la ya'alafu wa la yu'alafu wa khayrun nasi anfa'uhu. The best of people is the one who brings benefit most. Display authenticity. You have to be genuine, not fake. No pretense. Whatever you do, do it right, correctly, with diligence. There shouldn't be anything fake. And then you should provide an exemplary leadership. Now, this is a model. But then, still within the strategies, you have to adopt what is called constraints of effective leadership, which have 4 boxes. Leader, follower, communication, situation. As a leader, who you are? You are a leader? No, you are a servant. Sayyidul Nasi, Khadimuhum, according to Arab saying, isn't it? The leader of a people is their servant. Sayyidul Nasi, Khadimuhum. So do not feel too big that you are on top. Who are you? You are like all of them. Only that you have been given a responsibility over and above them. What you know, you don't know anything. Because you can't do it alone. What can you do? Little. But with the help of people, you can do much. Then do the followers trust you? Or they just see you as a leader without respect? Understand followers be, know, and do attributes. You have followers who come from different backgrounds, social and economic backgrounds, different tribes, ethnic groups, and so on, different affiliations, different sectarianship, all under it. So what do? You crucify some and save others? No. Carry everybody except those who don't want to come. Motivate and get them committed so you can get the best out of them. Use two-way communication with a feedback. Do not always dominate. Allow people to contribute. During meetings, during general assemblies, during programs and so on. Communicate to people according to the level of their understanding. Has this will not be my iPhone. Aturidu an yukazzab Allah wa rasulah wa rasuluh according to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Speak to people based on their level of understanding. Or do you want them to reject Allah and His Messenger? Understand situations. Because every situation, each situation, every situation has its own ways of things. So consult. Use judgment to decide the best course of action needed for each situation. Because situations are different. This is another strategy. Another strategy has to do with financial management. The resources of the Ummah, the meager resources. The little contribution that students will give during registration, which many will not even want to give. Especially where there is no backing from the school authorities. You have to understand the precept of motivating members and donors to contribute. You have to be responsible. Spend responsibly. In MSL sometimes you see our brothers spending recklessly. Recklessly. The little, the meager amount, they are spending recklessly. You have to spend based on the principle of value for money. So that every couple you spend, you will be assured of the value that is derived from that couple. You should be accountable for whatever resources you have at your disposal, and you should go for prudent financial management. Stewardship is another thing. You are only a trustee, no more, no less. So whatever you do, it must be in line with the objectives of the society. Another strategy is collaboration. You cannot do this in isolation. Here at Federal University Group of Ma, you can't do it all. Sometimes you need the support of MSS Group of Ma Area Council. You need support of area unit. You need the support of zone. You need the support of the headquarters, national headquarters. You cannot do it alone. Sometimes you have to look for assistance from other organizations. All the organizations, Islamic organizations that are around here should actually be part of your resources. Utilize them, collaborate with them, network them with them, coordinate, cooperate, at least on the basis of what our mu'alil fir wa taqwa, wa la ta'awun ala al-ithm wa al-udwan. This also is another strategy, if only you want to be effective in your leadership. As you can see, it is a hierarchical, based on levels. As you can see on the screen, you start from individual effort, you move to networking, then you coordinate, then you cooperate, and finally you do what? You collaborate. But then, for you to achieve effective leadership, you have to understand, and of course come to terms with your own reality. MSS leadership is facing a number of challenges. Anywhere you go, the Amir is here, perhaps he may share one or two experiences in the course of his ta'liq. One of the challenges has to do with disunity and intolerance among the Muslims. Disunity, are we united? Certainly no, we are not. We all know this, it's a reality and we must not pretend. We must not pretend.
We are divided. We are disunited.
And we are intolerant. We are not accommodating. We are not accommodating.
When you are in a debate or discussion with a fellow brother or sister who holds a different opinion,
sometimes many of us find it difficult to even be patient until the person or the other person finishes or her own submission.
We interrupt. We interject. We don't want to hear.
We don't want to hear any different opinions. Instead of us listening attentively, listen to whatever opinion he or she has, and then if we have a stereo argument, we counter it with a stereo argument using wisdom and diplomacy.
You find many of us are intolerant. This is a problem for MSS. Certainly it is.
And that is why you find within MSS, on campuses, people will just break away
and say they don't recognize MSS. Because MSS is for a particular group of people.
I don't know whether you have that problem here. But I know in Zaria and in all the other universities I have visited,
it is the same.
Break away. They will say, no, we don't believe in this, we want to do our own. Even in the mosque, some will say, okay, we want to start doing this, we want to do our own activity. And you ask them, if we should allow all the groups represented on campus to do their own activity, will you be able to do that? So we must have some activities that will commonly unite us. If you talk of the Ali and you put Riyad al-Salih, is there anybody that will say he doesn't believe in it? That's a common, a unifying book. Put Riyad al-Salih. Put the book of Al-Akhdari. Put the book of Al-Akhdari. Things like that, for example. But yes, some of them will still break you with it. Will tell you, we don't believe in that. We will not do it.
They want to do their own activities. This is really a very big challenge for effective leadership.
If another thing is declining the public image of Islam. The image of Islam is declining by day due to the atrocities or wrongdoings of some and due to media campaign of calumny, especially Western media. So you find that even in school, there is problems. People sometimes do not want to identify themselves with MSS because they see MSS as a problem.
Because very soon they will be asked to pay a panel according to their online of teaching.
There's not any member of MSS will not be able to graduate
because he must have involved the rank of the management or authority.
Why? Because of the declining image of Islam wherever you go today.
وَيُقْضَ الْأَمْرُ بِهِينَ تَقِيمُ تَيْمُ وَلَا يُسْتَعْمَ هُنَّهُمْ شُهُودُ.
We have become a thing of the past today. Denial of Muslim rights is another challenge. So the Amir has to always be operating above board. Because denial of Muslim rights, don't do this, lecture time that will affect Salat timing of Salat, lecture 4 to 6, even some lecturers will keep you up to 7, I don't know here, you are just starting, I don't know, but I'm making just reference with what I know in other places.
So denial of Muslim rights,
that's a big challenge for MSS, because it has to really defend the interest, it has to promote the interest, it has to seek the welfare of its members.
Also there is problem of incompetence in the leadership of MSS. But alhamdulillah, MSS now, at national and at zonal level, is doing a lot to really address the problem by bringing together umara of tertiary institutions and a few other escorts for capital or human development training, leadership training, and the rest. Because honestly, MSSN is facing a very big challenge with regards to leadership competence.
Then, if you look at the center, Christ of identity, who am I? Many Muslims don't even want to know or want to say they belong to MSS. They don't want to belong to MSS. Even if they do it secretly. Because sometimes, even at home, the parents don't want them to even identify with MSS. Christ of identity. These are really big challenges for the leadership of MSS.
So what do we do? What's the way forward?
These are some of the imperatives.
You have to understand the challenges, you have to have the motivation, you have to have strategy, and you should do it well. But specifically, there are six things that you need to do for you to be able to have effective leadership in MSSM here and in any other place. One, you have to challenge the process. And by challenging the process, you have to be active, proactive, not reactive. One big mistake many of us are making is we want to be reactive. We wait until things happen, then we react. And then we become object of laughter. If need be, redefine the process of doing things. In the past, it used to be this. But now we feel due to change of time, condition, and so on, we can do it in a better way. But this way, you can redefine. Search for opportunities within and outside. There are instances where you find Muslims in society in our tertiary institutions are neglecting the resources they have by doing programs without even inviting their lecturers and non-lecturers who are staff of that university or tertiary institution. They feel only those who can come and say, "Qala Allahu, Qala Rasul," are important. Only those who can speak, who can present lectures, are mostly patronized. But what about other lecturers? That lecturer in physics department, in biochemistry, that medical doctor, that engineer, are they not important? They are. So you have to use all the opportunities. You should try to change or improve status quo. Two, you have to take risk, experiment. When you believe something is good, try it. But try it at a low level. And see how it will, what it will come out of it. If it works, improve on it. If it does not, change your strategy. Three, insert a shared vision and invoke followers' commitment. You have to invoke the commitment of your followers. Let everybody be committed. But you can only do that when you allow people to express their opinions. When you show to them that they are equally important. When you show them that the success of your leadership depends on them. When you carry them along. When you share your vision with them. Enable them to act by delegation. Delegate them. Let the best come out of them. Tell them, "Brother, we want you to organize, we want you to give a nasiha, 5 minute nasiha, at XYZ program." "I'm not a man, I'm not saying you're a man. But don't go and see you are a Muslim. Before any man becomes a man, he is a Muslim. So go and prepare something. You have challenged him. You will go and prepare. You will ask. You will go back to school and learn. You are developing him, developing his skills and competencies, and you are making him to feel happy and to feel that he or she belongs. Model the way for others to follow. You must lead by example. You must lead by example. When I say by example, it's not just for you to be religious, but you must also be academically sound. Most of our brothers and sisters on campus, you find that they are good in the mosque, but when we go to class, we find them sleeping. Graduating with a lot of difficulty. They don't graduate. Some of them, they spin, some of them even splash. And they graduate narrowly with third class. Some even with pass, but now pass is a thing of the past. There is no pass degree anymore. I think so. I don't know in university, but most universities, those that are in 300 level currently, they are on pass mark is 45. So while you strive and struggle to live on board, to actually be to be known or to lead others in different or in different ramifications, we will also see you leading academically. When you delegate, you should also give authority that will commensurate with responsibility. Once you give responsibility to people, you should also give them authority so that that responsibility or that authority will commensurate with the responsibility given to them. Mr. Chairman, brothers and sisters in Islam, I told you that as far as I am concerned, this is not the right forum for this presentation. And that is why we cannot give examples that relate to certain things that happen in our dear society at different levels. But then, as I mentioned earlier, what I consider important here is just to sensitize ourselves, to create awareness among all of us that we can do it, and that we need not only leadership, but an effective leadership. And to have an effective leadership, we have seen and heard the strategies, the imperatives, and then the challenges, and of course the way forward. Let us try as much as we can to imbibe, to embrace effective leadership in our dear MSS, not only here, but Federal University of Mar, not only in Katsina State, but anywhere we find ourselves within and outside Nigeria. With this, I will draw the curtain and also seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward the leadership of MSS of this university, and also to continue to strengthen the leadership to expand the activities of our dear MSSN here and in other tertiary institutions within and outside Katsina State. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the zeal to support, to be committed to the cause of this, our society. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide us aright and to roll us bountifully for our efforts. With this I say, وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
نعم أنت أبغيكم.
Okay, that is informal telegram. Thank you very much for this highly thought-provoking lecture. And you remember at the beginning, I said I'm giving him 1 hour, isn't it? And he would thank me for being on the line was to give him 1 hour. And what did he say? That he would take less than an hour. So within my mind, I say I just hear it. I just hear it. Within my